Welcome to a special episode of the Fig Cave. Call it house shows when we do something different. And reoccurring guest, one of my favorite people, Mike Lane, I'm on the line. Going to talk about today's latest Mattel reveals, which neither of us really knew were happening until they kind of got posted all over the place. So we wanted to jump on here, take some time and talk about them. Mike, what's going on in your neck of the woods, brother?
Not a lot. Another day of work. And I was watching the Bengals and the Jaguars because that's what we have for Thursday night football. And surprisingly a competitive game, but at the end, both these teams suck. So we're not missing anything, I guess.
Nope. It's two pretty shitty teams, but at least we got football to talk about. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
Before we get started, Mike, you are doing something cool. You do this almost every single year. We try to promote it a lot in our Fig Cave Facebook group. We're doing a huge giveaway for it. But tell the people the charity you're involved with, what you do for it, and how people can contribute.
Yeah. We're raising money for Norton's Children Hospital. Every year we kind of try to change it to a different location. This year, we're doing Cincinnati, which is pretty close to where I'm at. We've done Indiana in the past. We've done Louisville. So kind of my Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky type area. So, we're trying to raise money. We do a 24-hour, video game stream every year. So we basically start, at whatever time, 7 p.m. I think one year we started at 10 a.m. And we played 24 hours straight, a mix of video games and stuff. And that's just kind of a bonus thing to do. But really, at the end of the day, we're trying to raise money so that we can give a nice check to one of these hospitals. And there's thousands and thousands of people who are participating worldwide. They raise a lot of money. And we're just trying to do our part. So all the links are in the Fig Cave. They've also been put on Instagram and Twitter. You can always message me or Phil or Tom Sliney, anybody like that, if you don't have it, and we can get it out to you.
For sure. When you say you stream, you know, when you do play video games for 24 hours straight, is it you? Is it a team of people?
It's a team. Like in the past couple of years, it was anywhere from like four to maybe, eight or nine people. This year, I think we've got like 15. It's a couple buddies of mine. Have a video game podcast they've been doing for years, and that was kind of their way of giving back, was to kind of try to jump in on this and participate. And in the past, it'll be something like you'll play a game for 30 minutes to an hour and just something to show on like a Twitch stream, or it'll show up on Facebook and stuff like that. But then they've kind of thrown some incentives in there, like hit a certain amount of money, or somebody throws out a donation, maybe they do some kind of I don't want to say like a dare. It's not like a truth or dare thing, but I mean, there's been people do things in the past, but eat something hot or drink something or take shot of something. Sometimes they do little stuff like that. Other times it's just, hey, we'll pick a game, we'll play it for a while, stuff like that. So
okay, cool. Well, we'll tweet out all the info again. Mike's in Twitter is Mike Lanham at Mike Lanham. Of course, you guys can follow us at Cave Fig, and it's the Fig Cave on Instagram. But today we're going over some Mattel Elite releases. We pulled this up from Steve Ozer's Twitter account. It's a WWE.com gallery of a bunch of photos. We'll go through these here. And like you said before we started talking, Mike, this is probably their last chance to get some reveals and some new stuff out to folks before the holidays, because anything that drops October, November, you're probably not going to see those until after the new year, right?
Yeah, I know. I noticed in the header, it talks about the new Rumble Elites. I feel like they'll probably want to have those out close to Christmas, before January hits, so that they're out before the Rumble. You really don't want Royal Rumble themed stuff in February or March. So yeah, and it's hard to complain. Like pretty much any Walmart, Target I've been into has had figures. It may not be the figure you want, but stores have been pretty stacked lately with figures. Not a lot of bare pegs. So I'm hoping we see that continue through the holiday. I know it's a lot of the same stuff in the stores, stuff people aren't wanting. So hopefully they're going to start moving some of that stuff out, clearancing things to make room for what might be a lot of these that we're seeing today. I could see some of this stuff being out hopefully by the the shopping season.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it enough on the podcast here just because we've been doing interviews and other, you know, specific episodes. But over the last 2-3 months, and I know you don't collect a lot of this stuff, but I know you're out in the stores a lot helping other people in the group find things. It has been where I walk into a Walmart or Target now, and I know there's going to be wrestling figures on the pegs. I just don't know what series it's going to be. And that's a huge change from where we were, you know, a year ago, Mike, or not maybe beginning of the year. It's crazy. And now people... Are there quiet whispers of people complaining about, like, you know, not being able to find stuff? But, man, at least there's stuff on the pegs. You said it right. That's awesome for wrestling figures in general. And the AEW stuff is now, I see it actually on the pegs. I mean, I'll go back a couple days later and it's still, you know, they still have some. So I think it's good for to get new people involved. I think it's good for collectors. It's good to avoid scalpers. It's, you know, there's a lot of things good here. But yeah, hopefully the holidays bring, you know, a lot of these things we're going to talk about now in for folks, and the pegs are stocked. I feel like, you know, they've seen the numbers. They probably have seen a resurgence of sales for these things, and they want to have as many out as they can. And like you said, that might mean some clearance sales for stuff that stays around a little bit longer. I saw some of those Legends Bam Bam and John Studs on sale for $6 and $10 today, so it's good both ways.
Yeah, I agree. There's going to be Black Friday sales, and Ringside has their sales and stuff to try to clear out old inventory. So, yeah, I mean, if people haven't picked stuff up yet or kind of playing the, I know you do it a lot sometimes, the long waiting game, you might be able to get some quality figures for some really good prices. Those Ric Flair Ultimates have been clearanced out a lot of places. And same with, like you said, the Legend series and stuff. So yeah, they're gonna have to get this stuff in there. And if there's not room on the pegs, they got to get rid of the old stuff. So if you're tired of seeing those Mae Youngs and whatever that series is that has Bianca and the Street Profits, that series just won't go away.
Yeah,
hopefully some of those are also seeing markdowns.
Actually, Drew, I went to a Kohl's today, and they had the Santos Escobar series, so Cole's now getting into the figure game.
I mean, yeah, if you can sell it, why not?
Yeah,
they'll put them, I mean, anywhere. So
back to the giveaway, the charity event that you're doing. We on the Fig Cave group, if you're listening to this, you probably already know we're doing a huge giveaway to get some folks to donate to Mike's cause, to help, you know, kids in need. We are doing an Elite Colonel Mustafa collector's edition, a Cody Rhodes unmatched LJN style figure, which is an awesome thing to see in person. It's pretty cool. And then the Chase figure from Elite 85, Aleister Black, his last figure with the WWE. And I think we've hit the mark now. And you can see, I think we did it. So if you do $5, $10, $20, you get more and more entries into this giveaway. And I think we've hit the spot now where you're going to put up a figure too, Mike. What do you, have you said what that's going to be? I don't want to put you on the spot here.
But. No, I haven't. I've kind of looked, like, there's a few that I've thought about, but I'm like, man, the longer we wait, the more people might already have this figure. And
yeah,
I'm trying to find something maybe that people don't have that they want. Like maybe like that Warlord figure. If I come across that, like, I mean, there's stuff like the Macho Man from the Legend series I've seen that people are still kind of on the hunt for, so could throw something like that in.
Nice. Yeah.
Maybe even like that Vader figure from the Legend series. So there's some options out there, but I don't want to commit to anything, because I think if I can find something better to throw in, maybe last minute, something newer, it might help get some last minute donations, because we're about 2 weeks out on closing that contest.
Oh, cool. All right. So, yeah, we'll continue to promote that. We'll put that link wherever you find this episode so people can get to it. But let's get to the figures here. Again, we're on WWE.com. Starting off here, Mike, and the figures don't really matter too much, but I want to talk about the packaging, because this is the Top Picks 2022, and this is Jeff Hardy with kind of the teal and yellow face paint. This is Goldberg with the blue Universal title, and this is Roman Reigns with the gold like wrist gauntlet thing. But this is the brand new packaging, which we've seen people post photos of. I want to get your thoughts on it. I love it. I think it's a cool throwback, and you know, I haven't collected back, you know, way back in the day. I think this is a huge change from how the packaging has been over the last 3-4 years, and it has a cool throwback to like different parts of several different lines from Mattel. So it's a cool like throwback nostalgia look for some of their older stuff.
Yeah, I like the blue and the black, or the blue and the gray. It pops. It kind of stands out. It is, I don't want to say it's busy, because there's a lot going on here. A lot on the packaging. So like your window's not as open. So like you still see the figure, you still see all the accessories, but it's kind of minimizing that plastic on the front. So yeah. I do like it. It stands out. And it's, I think Steve talked about it on some of his like Instagram posts, where he said that you want to freshen up the package and make something new, so that, yeah, you want a lot of your stuff to match and stuff, but you also want to have some change in the line, so that it gives people a reason to be like, oh, like I spot that from a distance. This is new stuff that's out. And it really stands out on these, like especially that Jeff Hardy, because he's got a similar paint scheme to this packaging.
Yeah, it looks cool. They've moved the True FX logo and that stupid certified authentic logo to the kind of the side of the package. Those should be out pretty soon. I know people have already gotten those from Ringside. I don't know when they'll hit stores, but I would say probably in the next month or so. You know, Tom, our buddy Tommy Paradise loves Goldberg, so I'm sure he'll be buying this Goldberg.
I mean, Goldberg, he's like Steve Austin, obviously. You can't do a lot with him to change. I mean, it seems like his figure just looks older and older each time they do it, which makes sense. The face on Roman, really good.
Yeah,
really. Not a big Jeff Hardy fan, but the figure is really nice here. I mean, how many Jeff Hardys can you have? But he's like Rey Mysterio. Like,
yep.
They have infinite options for paint and shirts and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, this is one of the first kind of heel Roman Reigns figures. They've come out with a couple since he's been back with the company since leukemia, but this is, I feel like, the first where he kind of has that mean mug. Looks like really how he's looked, you know, previously on SmackDown. So cool figure there. Let's move on to, we got some basic top picks, which, you know, I don't want to go too far into, but we got John Cena, Drew McIntyre, and a Big E. Obviously, good time for Big E to come out with some figures now, being the WWE champion. What do you think about Big E being champion now? I think everyone's kind of universally loved that, right? Is there any?
Yeah, really. I can't see there being much backlash on it. Like, I mean, the way he did it. I mean, other than, I guess, the way they announced it beforehand that he was cashing in. But if it had been a swerve and he didn't, people would have been pissed off. Other people are mad that they announced it instead of getting the surprise. But he's so loved backstage. He's loved by pretty much all the fans. Even like the goofy New Day stuff, like he's the one that people really don't hate on. So it seems like he's kind of earned that spot, and I hope he gets a extended run here. I'd be real interested to see how they ever think about taking the title off of him, because it's really going to turn a lot of heat on whoever beats him someday down the road.
Yeah. And he feels like a guy who's born to have the title, and I love seeing him with it. And like you said, a lot of the folks in the back tweeted out, you know, so much support for him. You know, you can tell he's a guy that people love. Elite 89 is the first Elite packaging with this new boxes. We get the Iraqi sympathizer Sergeant Slaughter. We get a first time in the line Elite Damian Priest. We get another Drew McIntyre. We get a Nia Jax, a Bobby Lashley with long pants, and the world title. And, of course, our first time in the line, Dominic Mysterio. Pretty cool lineup here. What do you think about these before we go into each one individually?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good, selection. Like, it's kind of a mix here of the different talent and stuff. So it's a little bit for everyone. You've got your female talent thrown in there. You've got current guys, and then you've got a legend thrown in. Multiple champions, a lot of, like you said, first in the line elite. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this will be a good set, because there's not too many where you're just like, oh, I already have. I mean, there's been Nia Jax in the past, but seems like it's been a while since there's been one. This is better quality. She has a chase in this one, I think.
She does, yeah.
Yep. And hopefully they've improved that women's title since the first time they put that out with the spelling mistake or blurry wording. I don't even remember what it was, but it looked really bad in the pictures. Yeah.
She was an Elite 65. some reason they can't really get Bret Hart down. They can't get Sasha Banks figures down, but they can nail some Nia Jax figures, because this 65, I'm looking at it right now, is a great, came with three heads for some reason.
I remember when it came out, people were kind of raving about all the different looks they gave this one.
So. And this one looks, just from the picture, looks great. The McIntyre, you know, Drew McIntyre's had a ton of figures, but you get the sword and the kilt, which is, you know, really changes that figure up quite a bit.
That smirk's pretty spot on. Like, his face is really, really well done here.
Well, I'm going to probably get my son the Dominic for Christmas, and I'm going to probably grab myself out of this line just the Bobby Lashley, a guy I just don't have in my collection, and I like him with the long pants, and the title looks pretty cool. I know a lot of old school guys will get that Sergeant Slaughter to go with the Colonel Mustafa, so a lot to like here, and hoping to see these. You know, I know these are already shipping now from Ringside, so people should see these in the stores, I would say probably December, because I think we're still a couple sets behind this as far as Walmarts and Targets go. But, some pretty cool-looking figures here. You know, you can use the code to call up on Ringside and get 10% off. Our buddy Kenny has a code now, so go support that. And, you know, especially right now, if you're doing shopping, like if I want these figures and I want them for Christmas, you know, there's so much shipping delays, there's, you know, limited quantity on stuff, you know, I'm going to pay a little bit extra to get these from Ringside probably in the next, you know, couple weeks, just because, you know, I've heard so many things. My mom works at Walmart, and I've heard from different people on social media about the supply and demand chain or whatever, you know, the supply chain of things getting into ports and getting onto the shelves. It's just been hard for us to get stuff. So
we went through this last year. Like, I know it's been a year and people probably are forgetting, but shipping was not pretty last year. A lot of stuff didn't get to people in time for Christmas. So smart to be ahead of the game. And even like USPS, the Postal Service, some of their rates go up tomorrow, October 1st. So I guess it'll be today when this drops. So it's a minimal amount, but it will add up. And they've already talked about things that take 3 days are going to take 5 days, and they're going to cut back on stuff, because I mean, they're super shorthanded and they're about to have their busy time of the year. So yeah, I'd be ahead of the game on ordering as much of this stuff as possible.
I got the Chase Nia Jax is like a purple and black look, while the normal is like a red and black. So that's the Chase there. So a nice looking Series Elite 89. Let's keep it moving here. Scrolling through 500 photos on this thing. Sergeant Slaughter went so long without any figures. Now he's got two out within like a month span with that and the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, I mean, this one will go good with the Colonel Mustafa that's out now, but yeah, it's weird to have two back-to-back like this, but there will be people who need it because it's a different look for Slaughter.
And the Collector's Edition is a figure that I've never knew I wanted until I heard the news that we were getting it. It's the Goon, which a lot of people listening probably don't know who he is, and there's a good reason for that. He was a very one-off character during the New Generation, kind of 94, 95 time period, and he's going to be the Collector's Edition for this. Hopefully he's not too hard to find. Comes with a hockey stick and, you know, ice skates, hockey jersey, two sets of replacement hands. Just an awesome, like, I don't even know what to think about it. I can't remember anything about this dude. I don't know if I ever saw him even wrestle besides like on Superstars or something, but you know, just the great time in WWE where everyone had to have like a gimmick job, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't I don't even say toyetic, just like it was just character. So I mean, if this doesn't give you hope for any wrestler in your wildest dream to maybe get a figure one day, I mean, this should just be clear sign that WWE and Mattel are willing to make anyone if they can get the rights to it.
Yeah, good call, because it's not a guy who, I mean, was even around for a year. I mean, I bet he was there for less than a year. Said he debuted in July of 96. The gimmick did not last. I'm surprised it was 96. Jeez, it feels like it's like a early 94, 95. I mean, 96, July 96, you're like creeping into like the Attitude Era, right?
Yeah, like Alston, right?
You're not you're not far from that, Christ.
So, and it's not a bad figure. I mean, for what it is,
yeah,
and
yeah,
for who it is. I mean, it's and like you said, this will be one of those ones that people want, but it'll probably be. I don't think this will be like the Mae Youngs and stuff like that, where it'll be. You'll see it on the shelves. I think this is going to be one of the harder ones to get.
Yeah, I think so too. Of course, it's the one that I want. So of course, Warlord and Mae Young, all those are easier to find. This one's going to be tough.
Yeah, maybe.
Guarantee it. So if anybody seems to find it, your boy needs it. So I'm going to skip this basic 125. Just say it's The Rock, Jeff Hardy, a really terrible Ember Moon, a really bad Elias, and then a Shane Strickland. Is he Shane Strickland, or is he, what's his name in NXT? I think that's his like indie name. I don't know if you're even listening to me.
No, I am. Oh, you're talking about Swerve.
Oh yeah,
Isaiah Swerve.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean these are pretty bad. Like I know they're basics, but it just seems like the quality is just going down on some of these. Like the paint, that Ember Moon is
really bad. Yeah.
Rough. Yeah. I mean, it's just painted on probably an old mold that they just had sitting around. I mean, when was the last time we had an Ember Moon figure?
Yeah, it's been quite a while. So I can't even bring my to buy basics for my 6-year old. He doesn't really care one way or the other, but I could tell.
Like, there's some good basics, like the Chelsea Green basic, really well done. I mean, there's some good ones, but
just the legs. Nice. The legs are so, like, I've noticed that recently in like any kind of newer like basics he has, the legs don't move at all. They're like the knees bend, and that's like all you're getting this. And there's no like the hips don't move, the ankles, nothing. It's like, you know, so bare basic. You know, if you got kids or trying to buy stuff for a holiday toy drive that we'll be doing, these will probably be cheaper options for that. Let's move on to the Royal Rumble Elites here. Actually, let's start with the Legends Series 13, I believe this is. This is Cowboy Bob Orton, The Hurricane, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Triple H. Triple H is from the time they tried to invade WCW with the camo. He's got the megaphone, got the hard hat, and D-Generation X shirt. This is Jake the Snake Roberts from his heel run. I believe this is when he fought. Where did he fight at WrestleMania in this outfit? It wasn't Macho Man. I'm trying to think who it was, but we'll look it up. Kind of has the blue with like the white and yellow flames on it. Great look with the Cobra. Hurricane with the cape. It's a totally redone Hurricane. It looks way better than that Hurricane that came out last year. And probably the peg warmer of 2022, Bob Orton. This line is still going strong. It says they're still going to keep the same packaging, they said, which I like. I don't know how long that'll last for, but this is Series 13. So I would like the Legends packaging to be a different size or shape or something different from the Elite package, which is hopefully what they're doing. What do you think about these four, Mike Lanham?
So is this, I don't know if they've ever came out and said, so we had the issue with DDP and Brutus not being carried in stores, but then the Macho Bam Bam Scott Hall set, all of those were on the pegs at one point.
And none of those.
So do we know, like,
if Series 11
the series is going to be like that? Because I could see Bob Orton not being sold in stores. And then I don't know on the other, like, obviously Triple H would be sold. It's more Hurricane and Jake Roberts, where it's like, do they look at it and go, well, we just had a Jake Roberts in a Legend set?
Yeah, I don't know what they'll do here, because we had Series 11 went up for pre-order or didn't go up for pre-order. Series 12 did. We haven't gotten those yet. Those should be, I would say, arriving soon. That's the Billy Gunn and all that Kevin Nash set. So I don't know what they're doing. They were shipping, you know, the Vaders by themselves in cases, the Big John Studs in cases by themselves. I have no idea. I don't know if it's just a product of the pandemic with shipping being weird, but it's a good set. I don't want any of these. Like you said about earlier about the long game, this is what I'm going to do with these, because Target seems to mark things down way quicker than Walmart does.
Well, especially this Legend set.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And all these guys, I mean, unless you're collecting all the DX in this WCW invasion camo look. I mean, like you said, you had a hurricane just a few years back, or less than a year back, whatever it was. You just had a Jake Roberts. Like, unless maybe you missed out, or you're just a collector of every version of these, a lot of these I feel like are going to get skipped by people.
Yeah, it's an odd set. I mean, it's four good legends, but it's three guys that have had figures pretty recently, and then Bob Orton, that I don't see him being someone that people want figures of. So
and then Jake being the variant again, the chase again. That's two times in a row for him.
So weird.
I think they're trying to milk all they can out in case his legend still maybe ever runs out.
It's so weird that he can have a Legends deal and then work for AEW. I mean, it's great.
I guess it's a product thing. It's different than being like active talent type thing. So I do like that the Bob Orton has the boxing gloves so that you can pair him up with that Roddy Piper.
Yeah, true. It's a good call. That is cool. But yeah, I'm going to pass on all these. I mentioned earlier, I saw Bam Bam today for $10. And that figure, I feel like, just came out, and it has a title with it, that ECW TV title that people are probably going to, you know, 6 months from now, people are going to pay $20 for. So,
it's a great figure. Like, yeah. It's one of the better figures this year, and people were like clamoring for a Bam Bam. I get the Big John Stud probably getting clearanced out, but like the Macho Man one's not going to be. The Scott Hall surprises me because people were kind of all about that too, but maybe it's just a little wonky on the eyes and stuff, but still, it just seems like Target's just, it didn't sell in record time like some figures were 6 months to a year ago. Here comes something new where Walmart will just fill the pegs, hide it behind something else, throw it on top.
I do like the fact that they're doing like this DX invasion thing with one from each set. Makes you want to like kind of collect each of them, and I'm going to see some cool photos from folks, you know, once they get some sort of G.I. Joe tank and decorate it up. It's going to be pretty cool. So that is good. Next set is the Royal Rumble Elites, which we saw kind of renders of a couple months ago. This is the Canadian version of the Earthquake, Big E, Dakota Kai and Yokozuna with a Build-A-Figure, Jimmy, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. You work in retail. I know the Marvel Legends do this a lot. Does anyone else do this Build-A-Figure? Because I feel like this is such a great idea, and WWE does not do it enough. And there's so many characters, managers, commentators, announcers you could throw in that people would be like, oh shit, now I have to buy the whole set. I gotta get the Todd Pettengill, and I would buy all four of these. You know what I mean? Like, why do they not do that more often?
Right. And it's, I mean, you could almost do it with people that people wouldn't normally buy just to get it. Like, it worked great for like the Paul Ellering.
Yeah.
When they did it for like, was it Mean Gene a few years ago? Like, people probably wanted a Mean Gene. It seems like it's been a while since we've had a Jimmy Hart figure. So I feel like this is going to cause this series to do really well. But man, I only saw that, what was it? Matt Hardy, Booker T, Mick Foley. I only saw that Royal Rumble set one time in my Target.
Wow.
And then I saw it at like another retailer, like Meijer or Big Lots or something later on. So I like the box art on these, that comic book type look.
It is cool.
And all four of these figures are pretty well done. I know, obviously, we've had plenty of Big E's and stuff, but it's the new day, so they're always going to have colorful outfits. Yokozuna, hard not to get that one right. Like, I mean, obviously, you could with a bigger guy. So, but his face looks good. I like it having the bucket. Reminds me of like the older what are those Jax figures and stuff, so with the white and the black here. So yeah, these are all pretty good. But yeah, the Build-A-Figure thing, like, it's weird what lines they decide to do that in. You could do that in every Elite if you wanted to try to get people to buy full sets, or if they were like, well, like something like the Goon, like, oh, we don't think the Goon will sell, but if you want it, we'll do it in Build-A-Figure form.
Yeah. It's a good call. Yeah, I mean, I think all of these, I have a earthquake, I have a Yokozuna, so I'm at the point where I don't have any connection with those guys where I need either of these figures, but they both look amazing. You know, yeah. It is good for folks that, you know, missed out, that don't want to spend, you know, I'm sure that Yokozuna is probably like 80, 90 bucks right now loose. You can get this now for $20. I'm probably going to get this Big E because I just don't have a Big E figure similar to my Bobby Lashley situation. I just would want to have one in my collection, and he's going to be good. But, you know, if I was a Mouth of the South fan, I would want to get all four of these. So, really good figures. Even the Dakota Kai is a great-looking figure. You know, Bill's a big NXT mark, so he's going to do her up right. But, yeah.
I'm about to say the facial scan is good. I like that she's got the knee brace and stuff. Like I said, it's a good set. I feel bad because this is, like, the Rumble ones are Target, right? So, like, it's so... Yeah. Hit or miss which ones they get and when they get them. So, and you almost can bank that you probably won't be able to order this set.
No,
you might be able to get one or two, but yeah, might be a struggle to collect all these, which just makes them more sought after.
If you thought the packaging was busy before, now you have a picture of Jimmy Hart and built in the words, build a figure Jimmy Hart on the packaging. So,
it's true. I do like I don't remember if it was me and you or you talking to somebody else, but the idea of them doing like different Jimmy Hart airbrush jackets.
Wow.
Like definitely. If you just had all the different jackets Jimmy Hart had over the year, like the Nasty Boys and Hart Foundation and all the teams he managed, if you could get different jackets just to swap out on him or put that inside of a box instead of a figure. Yeah, it would really drive a lot of people to want to collect that kind of stuff especially for fig photography.
Yeah, that was not me, but that sounds like a damn good idea. That would be really cool. There's so many people he managed, you know, from WCW and WWE. So, good shit there. So yeah, these are Target exclusive. I don't believe last year's went up for pre-order, so these will probably be you have to get them in the store. And let's move on to we had a couple instead of battle packs, we got these. Championship showdowns. We got Roman Reigns and Cesaro. At some point, they must have wrestled, I guess. I don't know. Odd pairing. I remember Seth Rollins and Cesaro from WrestleMania. Rhea Ripley and Charlotte, a good feud over the last couple WrestleManias. And then Kane and Stone Cold Steve Austin. They come with those weird stand holder things that make them float in the air now instead of like the title, the kind of the title plates. So these are obviously for kids. But it is cool. Like, I always look for these when I'm trying to get something for, you know, a kid's birthday party or someone, you know, Nash is going somewhere. We want to get, you know, someone who's having, you know, getting a gift for someone. You get two figures in one. It's always a good thing.
I'm about to say for the price, it's not bad, but like the Kane's not bad, but it's hard to mess up Kane because he's all painted.
Yeah.
Austin's generic, doesn't take a lot. The Cesaro, the face is pretty bad. But this Rhea Ripley, Charlotte, yikes.
Yeah,
it looks like the same figure. It just looks like if you took Charlotte's hair off and put it on Rhea, it would be the same figure.
Yep. Yeah, that's super
awesome. But, I mean, it's just a cheap option to get your kid two figures for the price of one elite. So,
yep, for sure. And then we have the Wrecking ATV with Big E. I don't remember him ever driving an ATV, but I'm sure that's going to happen like next week on Raw or something.
yeah, it's coming.
Pretty good. I mean, my son loves the ambulance and the kind of the Corvette that Braun smashed that one time. So, you know, if you got a kid, it's a cool little thing. We got a Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton with a title belt. I've never seen this before, but that's pretty cool. Just another thing for kids to get into with, you know, you can wrestle with the belt, you can wrestle with the figures. I don't remember them ever doing this before, or at least, you know, in recent memory.
I mean, I guess it's a smart way to maybe take up less retail space because it's the same space as what those standalone belts are. And then you throw in two basics. I mean, I don't know what the price on this is going to be, but if it's like 30, 40 bucks, a belt and two figures, I mean, there's parents that are going to obviously buy these. It's weird it doesn't have the those side plates that they just started doing.
Yeah, yeah.
This belt doesn't seem to be part of that.
They quit on that pretty quickly.
Yeah. The idea was cool, but this is just a looks like just the same belt that's been out for years in a new box.
It's not listed here in the reveals, but we just got today pre-orders for Ringside Collectibles WrestleMania 38 Elites and Basics. If we want to go over this real quick, there's no images of what these look like. I can just name the people. It's Sheamus, Seth Rollins, Hulk Hogan, and Bianca Belair is the kind of the basic WrestleMania figures. And then for the Elites, we have, I don't know if the picture ever does it justice, but it's Bret Hart and kind of like his comeback to WWE outfit with like a, jean short leather jacket look. You got AJ Styles in the Boneyard match. You got Shawn Michaels and you got Stone Cold Steve Austin. So all four of these guys have had huge matches at WrestleMania. I'm interested to see, what they're going to do with these four. I mean, it sounds like we know Bret Hart and AJ Styles, but Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold, you can go a ton of different directions here. I just don't know what Stone Cold we haven't had made yet and what, his outfits rarely ever change. So be interesting to see. But the WrestleMania Elites always look cool. They always have cool packaging. And I feel like it's been a while since we've had a Shawn Michaels. It's weird to say that, but it's the last Shawn Michaels that we've had. Was it the WrestleMania? He had a WrestleMania figure last year, actually. WrestleMania 9.
Yeah, I'd say outside of the bald, basic Saudi Arabia Shawn Michaels, I wouldn't count that.
But we don't count that on this podcast.
No. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, we have a lot of figures coming out that are going to be out probably before the end of the year, but also with this like reveal, like we may not see much the rest of the year, like more reveals for early next year. They may hold off on that. So it's kind of dwindling down for people to start picking their figures of the year. I know it's going to be a big thing in probably December where everybody puts out their top five, top 10 list. And there's some contenders for sure. Obviously some figures people want to get in their hands before they decide to, but is there anything like you're kind of surprised we didn't see today or disappointed you didn't see or looking forward to that? Would this have been the time to show the retros like in their packaging if those were going to come out in January or February like we've heard the rumors?
Those can't be this would be, but that just leads me to believe that those are not going to be, those are going to be announced and we're going to see those in January, February, and they're going to get those out in March, April, May.
Yeah, I'm about to say you get to order them in January, but you don't get them until
which I'm fine with. And me and you have talked about we're going to do an episode we've been doing these top five episodes. We did one with Kenny this week on John Cena figures. Me and you are going to do the Mattel retros. And I know you still have those. We've both been tempted to sell them because there's been the numbers on those have been going up like crazy. We both have. Do you have it loose and mint on card? The Mattel retros?
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm on the fence of selling the on card ones just because of the crazy value. And at some point, I'm going to build some kind of display similar to what I have now for my Hasbros with all the retros. But now we're going to continue to add more to the retro line. It'll be interesting to see how they do, especially with Mattel Creations, like how quickly we're going to see waves of these, if they're going to be done in these sets of four. Is it going to be quarterly? Is it going to be every, 6 months or something, and they're more spread out? Because, if we only get eight figures a year or 12, can't remember the exact number. Is it like 40 or 50 retros total from the original run? And all those were out within like a short amount of time. So I don't know if they'll churn them out that quickly.
Yeah, I got to think. Hopefully they do it maybe 2-3 times a year. If they're, coming out with like packaging for them and stuff like that and going to make them through Mattel Creations, it's going to be.
Sure. I mean, obviously they've got some ideas coming down the line and obviously a lot of competition with what Zombie's got coming out, Zombie Sailor and some of these other customizers and Chella toys. Like I bought that Hayabusa, like kind of just I'll give Chella a shot because I wasn't really impressed or caring about buying the Ethan Page or the Blue Mini, but man, that Hayabusa, even if a lot of people may not be a Hayabusa fan or even know who it is, That is a really impressive figure for a smaller company.
Nice.
So gives high hopes for the Dynamite Kid that's eventually coming. Bull Nakano that's coming out here in the next month or something. So
our boys at the Run-In have a code for them, so you can save a little bit of coin. Go to runinpodcast.com. Get that. Save some cash. I wasn't really hoping for Ultimate Edition figures, but I got 10 Ultimate Edition figures on pre-order right now. I mean, you got the 4 from Amazon. I got the Undertaker and Kane coming. You know, that's the next set coming out. The Sergeant Slaughter that you're getting me, that's been stuck in limbo.
It said it moved from a building today. So
nice. There we go.
Maybe next week.
There you go. And then obviously the 3 that came with the new generation ring. So I don't see them announcing something with that until these Undertaker and Kane ones are you know out and people have them probably. So I just don't know. But yeah, with that and the retros, and I'm sure Jazzwares is going to kind of counter and do something. And
yeah, I think, I mean, you've got a lot of AEW figures out, a lot coming out, and they've been better about being available in stores and reissuing the like Series 1 and Series 2, I think. So, I mean, it's given people an opportunity to get these figures. So, I mean, it's just you're fighting for shelf space, you're fighting for people's money. So they're going to have to step up their game on some of these figures.
I'm surprised Mattel, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it probably is not because I don't open my figures, but I'm surprised they haven't gone more the Jazzwares way with being able to pop the heads and the torsos and the legs and the hands. And I know the hands can come off, but you know, the Jazzwares figures, that's the big selling point for me to be able to totally customize and totally take it apart piece by piece and move pieces and arms and legs and heads around. You know, I think Mattel is really lacking in that department, you know?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, I guess the biggest thing Mattel's done, like the butterfly arms, kind of like what the Ultimates have, and like the toe foot, like being able to pose their feet a little bit better. So, I mean, they've definitely like impressed a little bit, like what they can do with these figures. But then we don't know like store pricing, like a lot of stores have raised prices of figures, by like $2 or $3. Is that going to stay forever? Is that a temporary thing? Is that going to cause people not to buy certain figures? Even though it's only a couple dollars, I mean, that adds up. You buy 10 figures, that's $20-$30. So
yeah, for sure. It's tough. So these, hopefully a lot of the things we talked about today will be out before the holidays. We'll do a special episode toward the end of the year with the entire Inner Circle and do our kind of top 5, top 10, whatever we want to call it, list of figures. Anything that jumps out in your head, you don't have to go through a whole list, but is it like a figure when you think of the best of this year that's like you've seen on the pegs or people have ordered that you're like, oh man, that's one of the best figures?
Yeah, I mean, I had the idea that we would probably have some kind of discussion as a group at some point of this, and I'm sure a lot of us will have the same figures, but there will also be some that maybe stand out to us a little bit more. But not to like really go, like I really like that Vader figure, even though we had a Vader similar before. This is more debut Vader. I like it has that Mastodon helmet again, and that Japan, New Japan like attire. So that is one of my favorites, but there are definitely some other ones that are going to compete for figure of the year, and maybe some surprises. There's some recent ones that I don't know that are even going to sell very well, that I just looking at the figure in the pictures, because I haven't had it in hand on the shelves yet, that I've really liked lately. So
yeah, one for me is that Cactus Jack ringside exclusive. I'm not a big ECW guy. I'm definitely not a big Cactus Jack guy, but that figure's spot on. The shirt, the outfit, the face. You know, they've had some pretty bad Rick Mick Foley figures recently, and this one is way better than anything we've seen.
Yeah, I about to say, normally those ringside exclusives, they knock it out of the park. The Warrior, this one. I'm really interested to see that Tommaso Ciampa with the mask in person once that one starts shipping out. So I like the look of the figure for what I've seen, but when it's a little bit basic with the, not basic, but with like that hood and the mask, because he doesn't, I guess, have the jacket maybe, but I mean, his face looks great in the pictures, but obviously that's a rendering almost. So once it's out, because it's supposed to be out right before the holidays,
yep,
might be a last minute contender for a figure of the year.
There you go. You guys can follow us on Twitter at CaveFig. The Instagram is TheFigCave. Mike Lanham, thank you as always for joining me here. And again, if you want information on the charity event, we will put it into our Facebook group. We'll also post it to our social media over the weekend so you guys can donate. It's a great cause. Obviously, kids in need, a children's hospital, can't get much better than that to help folks. And thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Stay classy, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.